And another thing that I wanted to share about him is he spoke, when we talk about children, to their level. And I think that's really important today. And part of the conversation we're going to have a little bit with our therapist as well is, you know, he was very keen on making sure that the person in front of him understood what he was saying and that they were not overburdened unnecessarily. And this becomes really important about kind of age-appropriate milestones. Here at the Rahma Foundation, those of you of girls in our halakas here, you'll know that one of the things that we really like pride ourselves on, inshallah ta'ala, I hope it's accurate and true, is that, and we've been doing this for years, is that the content that we teach in the different groups that you have your girls in, right? The frogs and bunnies and the rainbows and the busy bees and the rosebuds, right? That they're age-appropriate content. That we're not talking to frogs and bunnies about very difficult things to understand. In fact, we're trying to break it down to their toddler level, right? The 4 and 5 and 6 year olds. And when we get all the way to your busy bees, your middle schoolers, now we start to get into kind of like some conversation, and definitely by the high school, right? We're starting to get into heavy, heavy conversations. But it's age appropriate because what we find is that there are, just like there are physical milestones, right? Whenever there is a really horrific tragedy that's unfolding, in this case, it's still unfolding in front of us. It's very likely that at some point, the young people around you are going to ask about this if they haven't already. And when they do, there is a decision to be made about what to say and when and to who. But it starts with us and how much we engage with our children and what's happening with us in real time.